If Parak Beis Bishul Seif Samach Gimel Hanochas Tafshel Agave Plata Chashmalit, put food on a hot plate. Ein Nitzan Tafshel Betzila Agave Plata Chashmalit Apar Mokum Shein Noi Kneged Gufei HaChimum. Even though we learned before that there are places and some posthumous holds, if the hot plate would if the blech in this place is not yad, wouldn't be able to make something yad for lettuce, we're allowed to put it on Shabbos itself, something which hasn't been on the gas, something which hasn't been on the fire before, and one has to know a hot plate is not like that, because a hot plate is something which is always hot in all the places. Even if not, it's considered completely hot, because we don't see the differentiation between the places. The halacha l'maaseh is a hot plate we take on. You're not allowed to go and put it in any place on the hot place. Some of you said that you're not allowed to put it on a hot plate. He holds you're not allowed to put it on any place in the hot plate. So it's summer talent. I'm not as tafshel agave kedei meleah. Putting food on a pot which has got food inside it. Moter laniach tafshel yovesh ka agabe kedei meleah. Oy mechem maim oim dim ala ish. Vechein adim bemechem chashmali. Afim oise tafshel la omad klal ala ish meev Shabbos. Heta zeh nema afim ala ish eni kufa kutuma. Oh, so the halacha is, all what we discussed now of putting chazorah is of putting it on the fire itself or on the blech itself. If you're not putting on the fire or on the blech, you're putting it on the pot which has got food inside. That you're allowed to do. Anything which has got no problem from Bishul, then you're allowed to put it on the pot itself if it's got food inside. Because it's not considered putting it on the fire. Pot which has got food inside is considered, a separation between the fire and the place which you're putting it. Therefore, we're allowed to put anything which has not got a problem from Bishul on the pot which is on the fire, even if the fire is not covered. Rufa Kutuma. Ach, in Yesh Roitza Batapshel, if you got juice inside the tapshel, how is that awesome? Mishum Melechas Bishul. In Yesh Roitza Zer, Yochel Agia. If it can come to Yad Seledes, then there's a problem from putting liquids. But like we said before, the problem is a problem from Bishul. If the problem is a problem from Bishul, it's problematic. But if there's no problem from Bishul, you're allowed to put on a pot which is on the fire. Or if you've got an urn from water, even if it's got electric elements inside it, you're allowed to put on top of the cover from this urn, or the pot of the cover from this pot, you're allowed to put food. That is the best way of eating up any food on Shabbos which hasn't been on the fire before. If you've got something which a pot which is on the fire, or an urn which has got fire inside, which has got the fire underneath it, or fire inside it, got elements inside it, you're allowed to put on top of it. In the footnote, he says one has to know that it's sometimes from bosa or becholov. If you put meat on an urn, which is pava, it could be a problem from basa mecholah. So one has to know how to do it. He says maybe if it is dry, you're allowed to do it. But it's not advantageous, not clever to go and put any meaty substance on a pava urn. One should ask a rav. If one wants to do it, it's not so advisable. One has to be careful. You don't have a problem with hatmona. You shouldn't go and do hatmona. Hatmona, if you cover it with a cover, it could be a problem with hatmona. All what we discussed was putting it on the blech, we said, you're not allowed. Putting it on the pot, which has got food inside it, and you're putting it on the cover from the pot, is allowed. Now we want to know, are you allowed to put it in the pot? You've got solvent on the fire, and you want to open the cover and put the food, cold food, in the pot, even on top of the food, not even the water from the food. You're not allowed to do that. Anything which is on the fire and is underneath the cover, inside the pot, is allowed to be done. You don't have to put any food inside the pot which is on the fire. Even if you're putting it on the food, it doesn't go inside the pot. Even if you put some tin foil in between it. No, not allowed to put anything inside the pot itself if it hasn't been on the fire before Shabbos, because putting it inside the pot is considered putting on the fire itself. When do we allow you only to put it on the cover from the pot? That we allow you to do it, but not inside the pot itself.